Вариант 3. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Welcome to City Park, and we hope you have a great time here. Please feel free to use all our facilities. You can run and have picnics on the grass, but collect all the waste when you leave, otherwise you may be fined for littering the park. There's a restriction on bikes, which are banned in our park due to a few unpleasant traffic accidents. If you come with your dog, please do not forget to clean up after it, and always make sure your pet does not disturb the other guests. Text B.
Hi, Max. It's Linda. I'm calling in case you are free this Saturday. My dad has bought 4 tickets for a football game for himself and his colleagues. Just now, he's found out that 2 of them can't go. You can have their tickets if you want, and if you've got a friend to go with you, because it's either 2 or none. You understand, it'll be difficult afterwards to offer someone only 1 ticket. Call back soon, as there are other people who wouldn't mind getting these tickets.
Text C. Hi, Jane. Good to see you.
Hi, Paul.
I've heard you've been abroad. Where did you go?
I went to Australia. It was the trip of a lifetime.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Were you there on business or just for a holiday?
Neither. I was taking a course on conservation projects.
Conservation projects? What's that about?
It's about what we can do to save endangered animals. I've got a certificate, and I'm qualified to work in national parks now.
But you've already got your diploma in management, haven't you?
Yes, but environmental problems worry me most now.
I see. Text D.
It looks so unusual. Neil, I didn't even know this place existed.
Strange. It's right opposite your house, Kate.
Yeah, but I thought it was a souvenir shop or a restaurant.
Now you've found out you have a National Arts Museum just in front of your window.
Yeah. Look at the exhibits. They are fantastic.
The best thing about it is that it has exhibitions devoted to different cultures. In my opinion, it makes it much more interesting than other museums, where all the exhibits refer to only one nation.
Yes. It's striking how different lifestyles can be. We are all so different.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Welcome to City Park, and we hope you have a great time here. Please feel free to use all our facilities. You can run and have picnics on the grass, but collect all the waste when you leave. Otherwise, you may be fined for littering the park. There's a restriction on bikes, which are banned in our park due to a few unpleasant traffic accidents. If you come with your dog, please do not forget to clean up after it, and always make sure your pet does not disturb the other guests. Text B.
Hi, Max. It's Linda. I'm calling in case you are free this Saturday. My dad has bought 4 tickets for a football game for himself and his colleagues. Just now, he's found out that 2 of them can't go. You can have their tickets if you want, and if you've got a friend to go with you, because it's either 2 or none. You understand, it'll be difficult afterwards to offer someone only 1 ticket. Call back soon, as there are other people who wouldn't mind getting these tickets.
Text C. Hi, Jane. Good to see you.
Hi, Paul.
I've heard you've been abroad. Where did you go?
I went to Australia. It was the trip of a lifetime.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. Were you there on business or just for a holiday?
Neither. I was taking a course on conservation projects.
Conservation projects? What's that about?
It's about what we can do to save endangered animals. I've got a certificate, and I'm qualified to work in national parks now.
But you've already got your diploma in management, haven't you?
Yes, but environmental problems worry me most now.
I see. Text D.
It looks so unusual. Neil, I didn't even know this place existed.
Strange. It's right opposite your house, Kate.
Yeah, but I thought it was a souvenir shop or a restaurant.
Now you've found out, you have a National Arts Museum just in front of your window.
Yeah. Look at the exhibits. They are fantastic.
The best thing about it is that it has exhibitions devoted to different cultures. In my opinion, it makes it much more interesting than other museums, where all the exhibits refer to only one nation.
Yes, it's striking how different lifestyles can be. We are all so different.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about animals, wild animals and pets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. Today I'd like to tell you about a new family film about a boy and his pets, an intelligent dog and a naughty cat. The action takes place in a small town in the south of England. The thrilling adventures of the 3 friends keep the audience's attention during the whole film. At the end of the film, the pets help the police to arrest the criminal. Thanks to his pets, the owner fights his shyness and wins a dancing competition. The film is really exciting. Don't miss it. Speaker B.
According to scientists, the best way to protect rare animals and birds is to protect the places where they live. There are a lot of things we can do, even if we are city dwellers. If we consume less, wild animals will have a larger territory to live on. Wildlife must have places to find food and shelter. It's good to recycle and buy eco-friendly products. Reduce use of water in your home. Remember, we only have one Earth, so we have to share it with other species.
Speaker C. It was a great trip. I've always been interested in observing animals in the wild, and that was a great opportunity. We were sitting on top of a hill and were hiding under a special shelter made of grass and tree branches. It made us invisible to the animals, but we could see them very well. Deer, antelopes, and wild goats are very cautious animals, but we tried to make no noise, and the wind was blowing in the opposite direction, so they could not smell us. Speaker D.
Our dog shelter was opened 5 years ago. Now, there are 20 animals living in our shelter. They got to us in different ways, but all of them have had hard lives. We try to give them care and love. Volunteers are the heart of our dog shelter. They walk dogs, clean crates, and feed the animals. Volunteers are always necessary, especially during the winter. If you love animals and have some free time, we'll be glad to see you in our shelter.
Speaker E. First, I saw them at my friend's place. My friend was crazy about animals like lizards, snakes, and chameleons. There were several terrariums full of them in her flat. To me, these snakes looked scary and a bit disgusting. But the chameleons were amazing. They looked like tiny dinosaurs and they were able to change colour. When they were placed on the sofa, they became brown. On a green notebook, green. And on a checked tablecloth, their colouring was absolutely incredible. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about animals, wild animals and pets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. Today I'd like to tell you about a new family film about a boy and his pets, an intelligent dog and a naughty cat. The action takes place in a small town in the south of England. The thrilling adventures of the 3 friends keep the audience's attention during the whole film. At the end of the film, the pets help the police to arrest the criminal. Thanks to his pets, the owner fights his shyness and wins a dancing competition. The film is really exciting. Don't miss it. Speaker B.
According to scientists, the best way to protect rare animals and birds is to protect the places where they live. There are a lot of things we can do, even if we are city dwellers. If we consume less, wild animals will have a larger territory to live on. Wildlife must have places to find food and shelter. It's good to recycle and buy eco-friendly products. Reduce use of water in your home. Remember, we only have one Earth, so we have to share it with other species.
Speaker C. It was a great trip. I've always been interested in observing animals in the wild, and that was a great opportunity. We were sitting on top of a hill and were hiding under a special shelter made of grass and tree branches. It made us invisible to the animals, but we could see them very well. Deer, antelopes, and wild goats are very cautious animals, but we tried to make no noise, and the wind was blowing in the opposite direction, so they could not smell us. Speaker D.
Our dog shelter was opened 5 years ago. Now, there are 20 animals living in our shelter. They got to us in different ways, but all of them have had hard lives. We try to give them care and love. Volunteers are the heart of our dog shelter. They walk dogs, clean crates, and feed the animals. Volunteers are always necessary, especially during the winter. If you love animals and have some free time, we'll be glad to see you in our shelter.
Speaker E. First, I saw them at my friend's place. My friend was crazy about animals like lizards, snakes, and chameleons. There were several terrariums full of them in her flat. To me, these snakes looked scary and a bit disgusting. But the chameleons were amazing. They looked like tiny dinosaurs and they were able to change colour. When they were placed on the sofa, they became brown. On a green notebook, green. And on a checked tablecloth, their colouring was absolutely incredible. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленные им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
My pleasure.
First of all, I'd like to ask you about your age.
Of course, I'm 19.
19, right. Are you still at school?
No, I finished school and I'm at college now. It's a pilot training college.
A pilot? Sounds a bit dangerous.
No, not at all. We haven't flown yet, but it's not more dangerous than being a taxi driver.
Isn't it?
No. We are looking forward to being allowed to fly real jets, not simulators.
What's the most challenging subject on your course?
Japanese. I can speak it fluently, but the exam we are taking next month is going to be difficult anyway.
Did you have a choice of which foreign language to learn?
Yes, most of my mates chose French or Italian.
And sports. Do you do any?
Of course. For a person in my profession, being fit is a must. I do athletics as I think it's the best way to develop the whole body. I also enjoy playing tennis and beach volleyball, but I don't do it for exercise, just for fun, and relatively seldom.
I see. As you've mentioned fun, What else do you enjoy doing in your free time? Any hobbies?
You know, yes, I've got a hobby which is not very typical for a person of my age.
Collecting stamps or playing bingo?
Neither. I love gardening. It probably comes from my interest in Japanese culture.
Do you mean that you enjoy growing plants?
Yes, I got interested in gardening when I saw the beautiful gardens of Japan and understood why people consider plants so important.
It sounds like Japanese culture has had a great impact on you. As for Japanese cuisine, their most popular food is fish. Is it your favourite too?
Yes, I prefer fish to anything else. Unfortunately, there isn't a wide choice of fish dishes on the menu in our college canteen.
I guess so. Most students enjoy meat and vegetables much more.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey.
My pleasure.
First of all, I'd like to ask you about your age.
Of course, I'm 19.
19, right. Are you still at school?
No, I finished school and I'm at college now. It's a pilot training college.
A pilot? Sounds a bit dangerous.
No, not at all. We haven't flown yet, but it's not more dangerous than being a taxi driver.
Isn't it?
No, we are looking forward to being allowed to fly real jets, not simulators.
What's the most challenging subject on your course?
Japanese. I can speak it fluently, but the exam we are taking next month is going to be difficult anyway.
Did you have a choice of which foreign language to learn?
Yes, most of my mates chose French or Italian.
And sports. Do you do any?
Of course. For a person in my profession, being fit is a must. I do athletics as I think it's the best way to develop the whole body. I also enjoy playing tennis and beach volleyball, but I don't do it for exercise, just for fun, and relatively seldom.
I see. As you've mentioned fun, what else do you enjoy doing in your free time? Any hobbies?
You know, yes, I've got a hobby which is not very typical for a person of my age.
Collecting stamps or playing bingo?
Neither. I love gardening. It probably comes from my interest in Japanese culture.
Do you mean that you enjoy growing plants?
Yes, I got interested in gardening when I saw the beautiful gardens of Japan and understood why people consider plants so important.
It sounds like Japanese culture has had a great impact on you. As for Japanese cuisine, their most popular food is fish. Is it your favourite too?
Yes, I prefer fish to anything else. Unfortunately, there isn't a wide choice of fish dishes on the menu in our college canteen.
I guess so. Most students enjoy meat and vegetables much more.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.